Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Well, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you hear the news. O.J. Simpson's dead.
Yeah, he died.
That was shocking.
They say he had prostate cancer?
Yeah.
I just heard that, yeah.
I was shocked when I saw it. I'm like, what? I didn't even know he was sick.
No, I don't think anybody knew. Yeah. So the first thing you think of when you think of O.J. Simpson?
Trial.
Got away with murder.
Yes.
The trial, which was 29 years ago.
And, you know, David, you would have been, what, 8 years old when this went down?
Yeah.
So I don't know what recollection you have of it, but, I mean, it captured the entire country.
Yep.
And when the verdict came down, it was really strange because you had so many people celebrating when it seemed so obvious this dude was guilty. And I always wonder, for anybody, like, celebrating in the street, does anyone look back at that and think, man, that was stupid? Especially all the interviews and everything that he sort of let out in the years after that.
I don't know. I still think a majority of those people think he didn't do it. They still think that.
That's amazing to
me.
Wow. I would love to see polling on that now, today, on what people actually think. But you thought of something completely different, David. Something else he said.
Well, one thing that was really interesting in his later years, O.J. Simpson loved being on Twitter. And every once in a while, well, most of the time he's talking about football, occasionally politics, but or pop culture. But he would go on and do a video and say, hey, everybody, it's O.J.
Right.
And then give his take on something going on in the world. And I always found it to be a little jarring, but also entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, remember the time he weighed in on the show Tiger King? This is about that weirdo who had the private zoo, and then there was this lady, Carol Baskin, that he got in this feud with. That guy winds up going to prison. Carol Baskin may have killed her husband. And this guy, O.J. Simpson, of all people, goes, you know, Carol Baskin killed that guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Sashimi right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
Bizarre.
It's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
Takes one to know one, I guess.
Well, I remember when he said, this was years later in an interview, that really Ron Goldman and Nicole Simpson are the ones that killed him. Because they died, but they killed his character.
Oh,
gosh.
Oh, yeah, it's insane.
You know, it's almost like you were, Ron and Nicole were physically dead, and it's almost like they killed me. Who I was attacked and murdered also.
See?
In that short period of time. And once again, I to this day, it bugs me that it seems that people wanted me to be guilty. And that really, really bothered me.
Come on, man.
It's because you were.
Remember that whole thing of, well, if I had done it, it would have been like this?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So, yeah.
Well, it's interesting that he got away with murder and he went to jail because of robbery and intimidation while he was trying to get his autograph stuff back from a bunch of people he said stole it from him.
Right.
He went to jail for that.
Yes. Yeah, it was almost like a makeup call.
Kind of, yeah.
That's what everybody talked about at the time.
Foot outside, but they rung him up. Yep.
So more reaction to that from a lot of different people coming up a little bit later. Joe Biden spoke, David.
Yeah, he says he's getting ready to take executive action on the border to solve a crisis that his administration says and has maintained for years now didn't exist. He also said he never had the authority, but now he is looking at taking executive action.
Because he's looked at polling numbers.
Yeah, yep. Well, exactly. This is from his interview with Univision.
Okay.
First of all, the first piece of legislation I introduced as president was related to the border. First one. We don't have enough officers to maybe interview people to discern whether they have a legitimate fear or concern to qualify to come in. We don't have enough people at the border. We don't have enough border patrol people.
Wow. They give him a breathalyzer after that? He all right?
They should have. Now, it's been said Univision did not just do the English version and give subtitles in Spanish. They dubbed him in Spanish. And apparently, and again, I'm not fluent in Spanish. I understand a bit. I'm not fluent. But yeah, they made him sound coherent in the translation.
I bet, man. I mean, we've seen how legacy media, whether it's, you know, NBC, ABC, whatever, they will take something that Biden says and they will chop it to make him seem as coherent as possible. You don't get the raw footage that often. So I guess you shouldn't be surprised if it's a completely different language and it's just dubbed in. They're going to try to clean it up as best as possible.
Asylum officers, inspection machines to help detect and stop fentanyl coming out.
What was that?
What do you mean, what was that?
I don't remember that one. Holy cow.
Oh, dude, they're endless. Man, a lot of them, you're just your favorites.
Hawkinclaw sauce.
Yeah, Hawkinclaw sauce.
There you go.
That one you remember.
The other one. Into a brand.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
How do you, I can down the list, I'm not going to take your time. You know.
Right, exactly.
That's the Van Morrison one.
Right. Yeah, that thing. What were you going to say, David?
Nothing.
Okay, I thought you had something else with that. Of course they're going to dub it in.
Yeah.
You know.
Mess with them in America unless you want to get the benefit.
Can you imagine if you were a police officer and you pulled somebody over, they were swerving just a little bit, you know, and all of a sudden here.
I don't want to choose my words.
we're going to have to give you the field sobriety test. Here we go.
Four more years.
He's got all kinds of problems right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of them is the bending of the knee to the radicals on the far left, especially Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, this is embarrassing.
I mean, we had this just less than a week ago. It was last Friday. A bunch of people in Michigan were chanting death to America, saying Israel is ISIS, Israel, they're the Nazis. I mean, all this crazy stuff that's going on. This happened in Dearborn, which is in Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib's district.
Yes.
Fox News' Hillary Vaughn tried to get a statement from her, because you would think if you're an elected member of Congress, hey, look, you had this group of people chanting death to America. Do you support that, or do you think that's out of bounds? You would think you could stop and say no or yes, but instead she got a little snippy.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, I condemn that. We should never say. There are reasons that many people came to America for the freedom. I mean, it's not that hard.
Congresswoman Tlaib, Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
Yeah, I don't talk to Fox News. And then what was it she talked about? She said something else, too. Something about the way you talk in racist dog whistles, some nonsense.
No, there were
tropes, racist tropes.
That was it, racist tropes. Yeah. But doesn't say what that is.
No. Well, no.
But you just say you do this, but there's no example of it. It's insane. And Biden is doing everything he can to make sure all those people are cared for, that he cares, that he hears them. Listen, man. I know there are all sorts of comparisons you could make. Let's say there's groups of Christians that all move to a Middle East country, Arab country. And, you know, over time, they're deciding, you know what? We don't like the way things are being run here. We have a problem. And say it's in, I don't know, Iran. And a group of these people get together and start chanting death to Iran. What do you suppose happens?
They die.
Well, they do die. Yeah.
I'm not saying somebody needs to die.
No.
But if you really are saying death to America, really? And a congressperson can't condemn that? I mean, if nothing else, we really need to start the GoFundMe so that these folks can live a better life somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Go live in Gaza. Go fight
Absolutely.
For your people. Go ahead.
Go for it. Also in the news, David, I had not seen this, so thank you for the catch because I know everybody's going to want to know.
Uh-huh.
About this Hillary Clinton news.
Yes, conspiracy theorist and failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is taking her talents to Broadway.
No way. No.
Uh-huh. She is involved with the production of a musical called Suffs. It's about the women's suffrage movement.
Oh, I thought you said sucks.
Well.
Here's That's right, it sucks.
Here's a preview of one of the songs.
All right. Dear goodness, why the torture during the show, David? Robbins isn't going to make it.
Oh, stop it.
How many dudes in that audience hate themselves?
All of them.
Just a guess. Oh, man.
If only they were as good at finding notes as Hillary Clinton is at finding solutions to problems, like those Epstein types.
Oh, that is brutal.
You know, somebody will buy the rights to this and make a movie of it. It won't, I mean, because it's Hillary Clinton.
Dude, even people in her party don't like her. Do you remember the polling? I mean, how does she get out there again and again and again? It's the powers that be. It's not actually the voting base. They don't like her. That's come out several different times, but it doesn't stop her from getting back out there.
We demand to be heard. We demand to be seen.
I demand you take singing lessons before you go on Broadway.
No kidding.
Oh, boy. Man, yeah. Oh, man. Another one of your favorites, Scott, Madonna. She stopped the show to complain about air conditioning. And she wants to remind you she is a queen. I'm not joking.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And a DOJ story you won't believe straight ahead.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more.
So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Just head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR.
netsuite.com/MVR.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks Pure Ground Burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. All right, what's this DOJ story, David?
Well, remember this weirdo from California who flew across the country and wound up outside of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house with a gun?
Yes.
And break-in equipment, ropes and whatnot, and he had a plan to kill a Supreme Court justice. He was arrested before he could go through with anything.
Like, called his sister.
Yeah. And he was arrested. It's been almost 2 years, and the DOJ has still not brought it to trial. They have still not worked out a plea agreement. They've been slow-walking this thing. Washington Examiner had a piece about this, saying there are a lot of legal experts kind of perplexed by this. They have the goods. This is an open and shut case.
You got to understand, David. I mean, they're busy. There's a lot of grandmas to round up
right. That
just happened to take a couple of pictures inside the Capitol January 6th, and they need to be punished. Priorities, bro.
Right, and there's no trial date set.
Wow.
And earlier in this week, after entering into a plea agreement with prosecutors in December, a guy in Florida was sentenced to 14 months in jail for threatening to kill Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts last July. And so that moved much more quickly, and he just threatened it. It wasn't to this degree where he's showing up outside the guy's house with a loaded gun.
Wow. Can you imagine if there was a threat towards Sotomayor or Tanji Brown? You remember her? You just saw her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, Viking guy's probably going, geez, if I would have threatened a Supreme Court justice, I'd be out by now.
Tanji Brown, well, you saw her.
Yeah, Brown Jackson.
You know,
there,
the
Joe.
One you appointed? You mean, Joe, that one?
Dude, the more stories you read about the Department of Justice and what's going on, it's really disheartening. I mean, you can't come away with any other conclusion that big changes have to be made.
Mm.
It's to a degree that we could not have imagined, I don't think, 10 years ago. Hey, Scott, update on your girl Madonna.
Okay.
That you'll want to know.
Yeah.
Because the tour's going on.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I'm just joking. You're not a huge fan. It's
I'm not.
You played all those songs in Top 40 radio.
Yes.
So apparently she had a little bit of a meltdown in Miami. She stopped the show because they kept running the air conditioning. Imagine that. The arena in Miami. They kept on running the air conditioning.
Too cold for her?
Apparently.
Huh.
And she said, "You don't know how much I've been waiting for this whole bleeping show. I'm working my off. I deserve it. Respect me. The show will not go on until you respect me."
Wow.
Like, turn off the AC.
Yeah.
She also said, "I also work very hard because I'm a mother and I'm an artist." What does that mean exactly?
Who knows? Whatever in her world.
And then she said, "And I am a queen, yes."
Okay. I saw a pretty good cartoon the other day. A little girl's crying in her bedroom. Mom comes in, turns on the light. She goes, "What's wrong, honey?" She goes, "Madonna's under my bed."
She probably was, too.
She's got that weird face now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes elderly people get a little chilly, though. I mean, that is true.
Yeah, put a sweater on.
Especially Madonna. For somebody like Madonna, because she hasn't had a pulse in, like, a decade. The blood's not flowing all that well. She's part reptile now.
I guess the other thing is she keeps going on late.
Yeah.
It's driving people crazy. And I haven't even heard this clip, but I was told that Valerie Bertinelli, of all people, called her out for the late starts. I don't know.
Well, I would love to see her, but I like when people get on stage on time. I love her. She's brilliant. She deserves every good thing coming to her. But I really like when bands say they're going to be on at 9 and they actually go on stage at 9. Like Taylor Swift, she actually has a clock, counts down. She is on time. I don't want to know how long I'm going to be sitting in the arena before I see the person I paid to come see.
Maybe a little shot at Axl Rose there, too. I will say this. I don't ever remember Van Halen going on late.
Neither do I.
They were on time. I mean, especially in the Roth days, may not have been sober. Not gonna promise that at all.
Right.
But on time, yeah.
Sat for an hour and a half waiting for Stevie Wonder once.
Really?
Yep.
That's a story for another time. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. All right, biggest story today, David?
Biggest
outside
story.
Outside of the start of the Masters?
Well, O.J. Simpson's dead. Coincidence? I think not.
You're saying the real killer was at Augusta?
I think so, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that was big news this morning, obviously.
Yeah.
I keep getting confused because it's like I keep seeing the obituary introed as Heisman winner and NFL star O.J. Simpson. And I'm like, I understand that's certainly his claim to fame before the murders. But it kind of seems like acquitted murderer would be the lead there.
At the very least, controversial figure? Is that too much of a stretch?
Yeah.
All right. News update and a round of What's Your Story straight ahead. Yeah. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. Scott Robbins. I'm laughing because they were just showing on Fox again Trump at the Chick-fil-A in Atlanta yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was like a love fest. More on that in a second. Or get to this first. This is Joe Biden, David.
Yeah, Joe Biden was asked about the Arizona Supreme Court, which just ruled that an 1864 law banning abortion from the moment of conception remains in effect now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, with only a narrow exception to save the life of a mother. He was asked by NBC News' Peter Alexander.
Okay, Joe.
On the issue of abortion, sir, respectfully, what do you say to the people of Arizona right now who are witnessing a law go in place that dates back to the Civil War here?
Elect me. I'm in the 20th century, 21st century, not back then. They weren't even a state.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 20th, 21st, 19th.
Whatever it takes.
I don't know. Yeah, right. Again, I think it's not so much senility that is addling him. I think it's that he's an accidental time traveler, not unlike the time traveler's wife scenario, where he just sort of disappears and then wakes up in a completely different era.
And it's nothing he can control?
No, he can't control it. He's just sitting in the Oval Office and all of a sudden starts to dissipate into the ether. And he yells out, "Jill, it's happening again!" And then all of a sudden, it's 1812.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay.
It's like Quantum Leap.
A little bit, yeah, except yeah. I don't know if he... Because his life story is so involved and changes all the time, I don't think he's inhabiting somebody else's body. I think it's Joe Biden traveling back in time. That's why he can say things like, "I started the civil rights movement."
Right.
I grew up in a Puerto Rican church or whatever, or in the Puerto Rican community. Because at one point, he did live in the Puerto Rican community.
So, because of his time traveling.
Yes.
Got it. Man, that probably makes more sense. Either that or senility. One of the two.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Quantum Leap, didn't he have control of when he was going to go?
No.
Or did he not have control either?
Just gone.
So it's not like
he never knew where he was or where he was going. No,
start up the machine,
I mean,
sort of like get it to turn over, right, and then you could go wherever you wanted to go.
Right.
Okay, got it. Well, the video that's making the rounds all over online, Trump at this Chick-fil-A.
That's great.
And in Trump's words, it was like a love fest, and there were a lot of especially black young ladies that were in there that were excited to see him taking pictures, and it just kills the narrative from the left that he's racist.
Well, he's buying milkshakes for people.
Yes, he was. And did you see the one clip of they were all saying, "Bye-bye, Biden," because he needs to go? Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious.
I did see the one where somebody's talking to him and he goes, "Yeah, the owner of this restaurant happens to be a member of the club that I own. He's a good friend. I love Chick-fil-A, great company. Closed on Sundays. And the guy talking to him goes, "Yeah, it's the Lord's Chicken." And then Trump laughs and says, "Yeah, the Lord's Chicken."
It's hilarious. But I couldn't help but think of it. It was the audio that we had a couple of days ago of the black actress. She's 67, was on Blackish, other movies, Jennifer Lewis, on this satellite radio show, Unhinged, talking about if Trump wins, there's going to be generals.
He will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol.
Right.
He will take a hammer and break the glass where the Constitution is, and he will tear it up in our faces.
Yeah. It's not quite the picture that we saw at the Chick-fil-A yesterday. No. You know what I know?
I'm the king of the world.
Yeah, that he will say that. And what?
You will bow down, bitch.
Right.
He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all how I know this.
How's that?
Well,
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Got it.
That mania is unstoppable.
Right. And then she said he was Hitler, right?
This mother is Hitler.
Right. And, of course, the best thing to come out of that is Andres Filio, our producer, put that to music. And it seems like the country remix of that is really getting rave reviews all over the place. If you haven't heard that.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't do it.
Country music.
As soon as he takes the oath,
I'm in trouble.
He will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol.
He's crazy.
He will take a hammer.
I won't.
And break the glass with the Constitution. And he will tear it up in our faces.
If you insist, I'll do it.
And say, now, I'm the king of the world.
Oh, shut up.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
You know what that looks like?
See?
You're worse than I am.
That mania.
Whoa.
Is unstoppable.
I love you too.
This mother is Hitler.
That's the coolest thing that's happened to me in 6 months.
I
liked that video that Andres put up. You can see it on our Facebook page, Twitter, MVCR show, Instagram as well. But he's just got B-roll footage of Trump dancing before rallies.
That's so good,
man. Yeah.
I saw that. I was sitting by myself last night, and I happened to see that. And I'm laughing out loud just watching that. It's so freaking good. All right, that part of the show. Got to move on. Got to go around the table. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Today, David, what's your story?
Well, the cows on The View, ABC News, they were kicking around abortion and feminism and women's rights. And according to Joy Behar, men have not changed since the 1950s stereotype of what men were. Jeez. She goes on a long rant about this, and I'll just play the audio for you.
But men had a little dirty little secret. They could go out and make money, have a martini in the afternoon, schmooze with their friends, and they liked that. Then they come home and everything is done. Yeah. And there was this book, remember the Total Woman?
Yeah.
They wanted you to appear at the
put
door
on something
wearing
nice.
Nothing but cellophane.
Yeah.
And greet him.
Different
darling,
book.
Darling, I'm so happy to see you and all this other stuff.
Okay.
The problem was now feminism comes in, 1970 approximately, Joy, and Gloria Steinem says everybody needs a wife. Everybody needs a wife, meaning somebody has to take care of the home.
Yes.
The women are going out to work, okay?
Yeah.
But they're also coming home to the
all right,
laundry.
Oh, I'm sorry, time out a second. Okay. And she's saying that hasn't changed in all this time, that's still like the expectation?
Yes.
Okay, you're the boomer here, Scott. Do you know any of your friends that expect that? I'm thinking about all of our mutual friends or your friends and their married life.
Are you kidding me?
It looks nothing like that.
No.
But Joy Behar doesn't talk to regular people.
It didn't look that way when I was a kid. It didn't look that way in the 60s.
No.
I mean, for crying out loud, what is wrong with her? Is there a Mr. Behar somewhere?
There is, yeah.
That poor son of a... He's beat down. You know that.
All right, go ahead. You can play the rest.
Yeah. Last I heard, he wrapped his face in cellophane. Yeah.
God.
To get out
into
of
a fan.
They're also coming home to the laundry, to the work,
to the cooking, which is
to
hard.
The cleaning, to raising the kids, to everything else. The men have not stepped up in 50 years.
Holy men, smokes.
But I'm just thinking back because the whole 1950s Leave It to Beaver, you know, stereotype is just not true. Most married couples didn't really operate that way. I mean, I think about my grandparents. Both of them had to work. Both of them worked.
Yep.
One of my grandparents built the house they lived in.
Yes, and, so did my grandpa.
I mean, so, like, you have this warped idea of what life was like anyway, and you have an increasingly warped idea of what life looks like now.
Well, and I do know... Well, I know women of all ages, and I know some women in their 20s that, you know, if they could have it this way, and it is not a demand, But it's, hey, if I could stay home with the kids, if we're going to have kids, if I could stay home before I go back to work at some point in time, that would be great because I would love to have that time. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the Joy Behars of the world want to demonize those people. Like, you're missing out. You're giving in to the man. No, she's actually putting her family first, you dumbass. That's what she's doing. She's selfless, something you probably don't know a whole lot about.
No, they don't.
You need to read Peachy Keenan's book, Joy. It would be a mind blower. Because there are a whole lot of women that figured this out that don't believe in all of your BS, that have gone a different road and are happier for it. Not everyone has that opportunity, but don't shame those that would like to have it because they want to give their best to their family.
Mm-hmm.
What a dope. Okay, what's your story today, Scott?
Well, this story today comes to us from Louisiana. The House there voted 69-29 by saying a driver cannot be sued for causing injury, death, damage by driving into a crowd of people illegally blocking a roadway if the driver feels an immediate danger of imminent death, bodily injury, or seriously body harm. That was passed. That's law now in Louisiana. Much like the Florida bill, if you remember. When protesters surround your car and start beating on it, you can drive away without jeopardy. This is a good law. Every state should have one.
Yeah.
And this is the second state to do so. So we'll see where it goes from here. Don't count on any blue states, but would imagine some red states will be following suit. Hey, man, you know, we talked about this. I mean, if you're one of these people and all of a sudden they're blocking an interstate or a roadway of some kind and they start coming towards you, mm-hmm. what are you supposed to do?
I remember the first time saying that in 2015.
Yes.
And didn't we get a warning?
No.
Like, you may not want to go down that road.
Well, I think somebody had mentioned that another person that we didn't work with them. They were on a different radio station, but had said something like that, and they got canned. Just a heads up, that guy got fired.
Would you believe it? What else are you going to do?
What do you want people to do?
Your daughter, your wife, someone else.
Yeah.
And, no, hit the gas. You got to get out of there.
You get
pulled out
of
a car and beaten.
Right.
You know, and the fear has got to be overwhelming. I mean, my God, you're outgunned. You're outnumbered.
I know.
Forget it, man. So there's states that are getting together now saying, hey, no, you got every right. And maybe, just maybe, the knuckleheads that do this will stop doing it.
Yeah. That can be a deterrent. For my story today, you know, the Cash Report came out the other day, and long story short, it is like a 4-year study of puberty blockers, surgeries for kids. Is it effective? Is it a good idea? Of course it's not. It's common sense. You don't want to go down that road. There's no evidence that would suggest, well, if you're a 12 or 13-year-old is saying, you know what, I'm trans, that you would start some sort of procedure with puberty blockers. No, there's not evidence to back that up that that's a good idea. Okay. So in the UK, there's a show called Talk TV. Julia Hartley Brewer, not familiar with her, but she's a host. And she is bringing on an LGBTQ activist to talk about this Cash Report. Okay, and so she intros this person, and then the activist wants to correct her on some pronouns, okay? And I'll just let it unfold from there.
Good afternoon, Julia. Thanks. You know my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
Yeah. Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar, so the only thing I would need to refer you to is to your face would be you, but I'm not being rude. You can choose your pronouns. You can choose what you want to call yourself, but you don't get to require me to use incorrect grammar and factually incorrect things. You're not a plural. You're a one person, and you're a female person. So I will use she and her. Thank you very much.
Do what you like, I guess.
Well, there you are. You didn't need to tell me then, did you?
Maybe I'm just making sure people know in case they're watching and they want to refer to me respectfully.
Is it disrespectful for me to use correct factual grammar?
It's not incorrect or unfactual grammar to use singular they them pronouns for an individual. But we're here to talk about the Cash Review.
Yeah, but you chose to bring it up.
You chose to use the incorrect pronouns for me.
I chose to use the correct pronouns for a single woman who is appearing on my show.
I'm not a single woman, though. I'm a very special non-binary trans person, as you just pointed out. I didn't just point that out.
Just in case you didn't get that, it's very special.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Very special.
Yes.
I didn't just point that out. Introduced you as a journalist and a Virgin Radio presenter.
No, just before I came on, you were talking about how people with all these labels like to be special. And I'm just making sure that everyone knows I'm special.
Okay, I'm not special. I'm just a boring old heterosexual married woman. But, you know, sorry about that. We're not allowed to do that anymore. In fact, that probably does make me special now. I don't know.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
You can call it. Don't correct me.
You can call yourself whatever you want.
Yes.
I don't care.
Because I'm using the correct grammar.
Right.
Shove it. I get in your way, but don't tell me how to do it. Give me a break.
I'm special.
Is that the best?
Yes.
It is. It goes back to the old Saturday Night Live bit. I'm special and people like me. Do they, though? That's the question. All right. Mayorkas the Dorcas back in the news. You're going to hate it, but we got to do it next.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel, our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Today's kickoff, the Masters. And, of course, baseball season's here. It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yes, it is. Get in on the playoff action, the golf action, and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level this year. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, basketball, golf, hockey, League of Legends, everything in between.
Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that you can keep your entries in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, for instance, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
And it's really simple to play. You watch David. He can make his picks and submit his entries in less than 60 seconds and be right most of the time.
Download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay, too, for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
Yeah. Again, that's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. All right, real quick. Maybe you heard this a while back. There was an employee, the Department of Homeland Security, that is a Hamas supporter, vocal online after the attack on Israel.
Uh-huh.
the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, had to admit that, yep, that person's still being paid.
No.
Isn't that nice?
Mr. Chairman, the individual is on administrative leave, not performing the duties or responsibilities for which he was hired. The investigation is ongoing, and I cannot speak any further about it because it is an ongoing.
That's what they posted. They're pro Hamas. You're freaking fired. How hard is that?
Wait, and they need to have an investigation. And the border is secure.
No, it's not. Impeach, that guy should be in freaking jail. It's Thursday. Everybody's got raw edge right now. Screw that guy. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. O.J. Simpson dead. More on that coming up. It's a big story today.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's out on the campaign trail. He's trying to just stop leaks all over the place. He's trying to talk to the people where he's losing percentages of people that were thought were going to be voting for him, but they're not, according to the polling.
Yeah.
And now we're back on guns.
Yeah, so that's why he winds up shuffling over to Univision, thinking that he'll get a free pass, he'll get a fairly easy interview, and, you know, he'll be able to talk to the Latinxes. Oh,
exactly.
No, he's done with the Latinx. He doesn't do the Latinx anymore.
Oh.
He says Latinos now, because somebody finally told him, hey, you know that Latinos hate the term Latinx, right?
I don't think he ever really got it right,
did he?
It's
awful hard as well to get Latinx vaccinated as well. Why?
Latinx.
Latinx.
Yes.
So,
like
yeah.
A dish soap.
So Joe Biden talked about gun control during his interview with Univision.
Okay, roll it.
The idea we don't have background checks for anybody purchasing a weapon. The idea that we're going to be in a position where he says...
Time out. I'm sorry, did I miss something there?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
We don't have background checks?
Are you guys going to jump in on that?
Very much do have background checks.
What were they doing with all my information? Just a question.
Selling at the publisher's clearinghouse.
They don't have them.
Signing you up for the monthly newsletter. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Just to go again, David, with your theory that Biden's a time traveler.
Yeah.
Maybe he went way back in time.
Maybe. Well, it wouldn't have to be way back in time. It was within my lifetime that wasn't a requirement. So, I mean, maybe he again, I do think, yes, he is an accidental time traveler. He goes back and forth and doesn't really get to decide where. By the way, on our social media platforms, MVCR Radio and on Facebook, you can see our exclusive photo of Joe Biden in his time machine. I think it's hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
Anyway.
All right. What did this guy that can't remember anything say again?
He says that he famously told the NRA that don't worry, no one's going to touch your guns. From the very beginning, I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school. From the very beginning, there were limitations. You couldn't own a cannon. You couldn't. You could own a rifle.
Time out. Not true. Did you get that cannon, David? Did you ever put an offer on it?
I have not gotten the cannon yet.
Dang it.
Because even though I can legally purchase a cannon, my stupid fascist HOA won't let me shoot it.
Dang.
In the neighborhood.
You got to be under an HOA. Really? Well, that sucks.
Defund
the HOA.
You
promised yourself you would never allow yourself to be under that sort of nonsense.
I'm planning a revolution.
There you go.
You could own a rifle, a gun, but there were certain things you couldn't do. But they weren't weapons of war.
Here we go again.
Muskets were weapons of war.
Yeah,
actually.
Sure were.
Smart guy.
Oh my gosh,
like
man.
That's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about.
If you're a multimillionaire, I got news for you. You can buy a tank. People actually own tanks.
That is true.
No, and they'll rent them out and let you shoot stuff out of the tank.
Listen, I know the whole fact checker industry is a total farce. But in that industry, do they ever fact check something like this?
No.
Like, that's blatantly false. That's blatantly false. That's blatantly false. And they don't do it because he's protected. Okay. Got it. Unbelievable with this guy. It's getting worse, too, at least in my opinion. As far as just the outright lies and then the slurring and forgetting where he's at, all that stuff, it doesn't seem to be getting any better. You know what I mean?
It may be precise.
Meanwhile, I think they have given up on Bidenomics.
Well,
at least for the time being.
I mean, you got the
numbers. You see it. It's a real problem. And then the Wall Street Journal had the hidden costs of home ownership are skyrocketing. This whole piece today. You own a home. You probably know a lot of this. Well, there's one couple that they talked about. And that's where their home insurance costs have risen 63% in 2 years.
Jeez.
Because that's what you're talking about, all the costs combined. Home ownership affordability fell to its lowest level since the 80s last year. You may have already known that. Property taxes, home maintenance costs are climbing in much of the country. Non-mortgage costs include property taxes, maintenance, utilities, and insurance. It makes up more than half of homeowners' overall costs. And home insurance premiums are soaring. Rates rose by more than 10% on average in 19 states last year. And as the story goes on to say, the tens of millions of American homeowners who have locked in mortgage rates below 3% still have to contend with the other costs. And since insurance premiums, tax bills, and maintenance costs can change each year, it's hard for homeowners to budget how much more they'll be paying even a few years from now. You put that together with all of the other inflation numbers, and you have these geniuses, some others that write for the Wall Street Journal, can't quite figure out why people have a case of the bad vibes about the economy.
Yeah, right.
It's a real head scratcher.
That's another word that needs to be retired from news forever, is vibes. I'm so sick and tired. See, you just triggered me. I'm so sick and tired of hearing people say, well, people have bad vibes about the economy. You know, it's all the vibes. You know, the fundamentals of the economy are fine. It's just people don't feel like it's good. No, idiot. It isn't just vibes. People don't have as much money as they used to.
A lot of the people that write this stuff, okay, the liberal elites, we all know this. And maybe it's not every single one. As a rule, it's not a big surprise to people to know that they look at the rest of the country, especially the middle class, and think they're just not very smart. They can't see these numbers. They're just going off their vibes. No, it's reality. If you just look deeper into the numbers. Oh, but the overall economy is strong. Okay, and you look at the Dow numbers. That doesn't mean anything to middle class people. They see their own personal finances, and they realize that they can't do as much with their money as they could a few years ago.
Yeah, upon hearing the vibe news yesterday, the Dow tanked.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I think the vibe news.
Right. The vibe index should be like a paisley like chart of some kind. Right?
Well, it's shaped like a middle finger.
Right, yes. What it is. It's the vibe index.
What's the story, David, about castaways found on an island?
Oh, man. So there's this tiny, tiny island. It's part of Micronesia. It's out in the middle of the Pacific. And there are no permanent residents there, but occasionally people will stop there to see the wildlife and or stop there to fish or, you know, just kind of vacation there. Three dudes had been planning to go fishing around this place. It's called the Pikalot Atoll. On March 31st, they were in a 20-foot boat, and it was caught by swells. Outboard motor got damaged, and then they wound up getting onto this tiny little island in the middle of the Pacific. And they didn't have a radio. They were stranded. What they did was they got palm fronds. Again, this island is tiny, 31 acres. And the Pacific Ocean is rather large. And they got palm fronds and spelled out the word help on the beach. Now, on April 6th, so about a week after they were shipwrecked and stranded, family members started making calls saying, hey, they haven't come back from that fishing trip yet. So the Coast Guard winds up mounting a rescue, and sure enough, Coast Guard dispatched from Guam wound up finding them and rescuing them over the course. It took them a little while because they had to drop supplies first. They couldn't land on the island, so they had to drop supplies there. Then they dropped a radio there. Then, when you know it, the person who went to go pick them up goes and talks to these dudes, and they're like, hey, wait, I know you. They were cousins.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
One of the military guys happened to be from that area, one of the islands that the other guys were from, and they were like third and fourth cousins.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Are you believing this, guy? You got this puzzled look on your face. Are you thinking Gilligan's Island or something?
I did, yes.
Uh-huh.
Sit right back and we'll hear a tale of a fateful ship.
Of course. Reminds me of the story. This was like, 19 years ago. There was a dude in California that played the Gilligan's Island theme song on a loop just to annoy his neighbor. And it was getting to the part where they were going to fight.
Oh, yeah.
Just endless loop.
Yeah.
But that's a wild story, man. I can't help but think it. All I'm thinking is, Gilligan, what did he do wrong? What did he do? How did this happen? Not quite sure. Meanwhile, today, a lot of people talking about the death of O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
76, had cancer. And had you seen this in the news anywhere?
I think he did something in February where he was talking about recovering from prostate cancer.
Okay.
But what I remember about it, and I could be wrong, was he was playing the part of cancer-free O.J.
Okay. I don't even remember hearing
about
that.
Could have very
well
been true in February. I don't know.
Ron Goldman's dad, Fred Goldman, issued a statement, I think, to Daily Mail. I don't have it in front of me. I sort of paraphrasing. He didn't want to comment on O.J.'s death. It was just a reminder of his son and how long his son had been gone and that O.J. murdered his son and Nicole.
Yeah, that trial was 29 years ago.
It's wild, man.
Jeez.
Caitlyn Jenner put out a statement just saying good riddance.
Wow.
To O.J. Simpson. Oh, you know what would be really, and maybe this is in the too soon category, but I think the funniest thing ever would be if the funeral home director handling his body gave him a coffin that was too small. His legs are hanging out.
Like the glove?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know too many people that are really sad today. I mean, you don't want to, like, celebrate somebody's death. I don't think that's a good thing. I think Goldman's dad sort of hit on something. You're just reminded of this injustice, really, that had happened. And it was all these things that came out later. I remember one of his girlfriends afterwards, Christine Prati.
Oh, yeah.
She dated him for like 10 years and then did an interview and said, yeah, he used to physically abuse her, if I remember right.
Would you describe him as a Jekyll and Hyde?
Absolutely. Behind closed doors, he was a completely different person.
Was he ever violent with you?
Yes.
Did he ever hit you?
Yes.
Do you ever look back and think, what was I doing? What was I thinking to be with O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, all the time.
Like I could fix him sort of thing. It's crazy. What was that one, David, you were remembering? He was commenting on Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith.
Yeah, because he would hop on Twitter occasionally and just give his thoughts on what was going on in the news.
Oh, yeah.
It was unfortunate. I think Will was wrong. Look, I understood the feeling. Now, in my life, I've been through a lot of crap, and I was raising two young kids, and every comedian in the country had an O.J. routine, and don't think I wouldn't want to be slapped a couple of those guys, but you got to accept it. It's humor, and I didn't even think that was all that egregious. I thought it was a semi-unfunny joke, but...
Whoa! That just reminded me. Chris Rock did a bit on O.J.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I totally remember that bit. Holy smokes.
Oh, Jason.
I guess that's his way of saying I'd like to slap him, too. Wow. All right, we got to get to our no BS election update straight ahead right here.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, thank you for being here. It is time for our update.
It's the Markley Van Camp and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm not doing our research.
Correct. What do you got today, David?
Well, looking at the Real Clear Politics polling averages in the top battleground states, we're looking at 7 of them: Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Nevada. Trump is leading in all but Pennsylvania still, according to the top battlegrounds in the Real Clear Politics average. Biden is up 0.1% in Pennsylvania. That is the only state that he is leading in the average of the polls. Now, it has been narrowing a little bit in the last week or so, and I think a lot of that probably has to do with abortion, because of the, well, especially in the past week, because of the Arizona Supreme Court saying that the law of the land is what was last passed, which was 1864, which bans abortion.
See what happens after these inflation numbers sink in.
Well, there was something else from Real Clear that I thought was interesting. Is Trump really on track to win 20% of the black vote?
Whoa.
So they had an analyst discussing this. They said one of the big questions is there these outlandish numbers we're seeing for Trump and Republicans. Is it real this time? Are they going to stand the test of time when we get to Election Day? 20% of the black vote. That would be astonishing, he said. It would be the largest share of black votes for Republicans since Nixon in 1960. If Trump wins 20% of the black vote, the election is pretty much over. It's an open question whether what we're seeing right now is real. And then it goes on to talk about what they've seen is a third of black voters identify as conservative, but you still see 90% Democratic voting. So, you know, how does that work itself out?
Right.
So it's really interesting. But I've, you know, again, parts of it social media, part of it is what you read, and part of it is just talking to people. You get the feeling that there are plenty of voters, and you can say black, Hispanic, Asian American, you know, white. There are very few that identify with Biden. And through time, this sort of dark shadow figure that the media puts out there about Trump. And we all know he says some stuff that he doesn't need to say. But what they make him out to be with this Hitler-type character, people don't buy into.
Oh, no.
Waking up to that more and more every day and thinking, listen, I remember what it was like in 2018, okay? We were all better off. So we'll see if that does translate in November. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. All right, biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day, I suppose, is that O.J. Simpson is dead. Yeah, you know, that's probably not in politics and ultimately probably doesn't have a whole lot of impact on your personal life, but he certainly was a larger-than-life and polarizing figure in this country.
100%. I mean, you could show pictures of different people, like many politicians, that for those of us that are in this following it every day, you'd think, well, most people know who this politician is, and you could bet. Be like, I have no idea who that is. Oh, that's O.J. Simpson. You show that picture. Did you see that not long ago? They did this on Fox, showing the picture of Kamala Harris. There are a bunch of voters in New York had no idea who it was. It's just a reminder. Some people don't follow this stuff at all. All right, news update straight ahead. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. The millennial is David Van Camp and the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins. All right, David, what's the story with the left-wing terrorist?
You know, on the national stage, this story has flown under the radar. Back on February 24th, the Alabama Attorney General's office in Montgomery was bombed. No one was hurt, but someone set off an explosive device. It was an IED with nails in it. And it blew up. Well, they've made an arrest, and now they have charged the suspect, Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert. He's the one who made the IED, according to the feds. He's being charged, of course, now. Now, reporter Andy Ngo did some digging on this guy's background. He is a big fan of Antifa.
Really?
He is trans non-binary.
Of course. Check.
Yes, and federal prosecutors have now requested the court detain Calvert without bond because he is extremely violent and dangerous. He posted a video on social media showing off his propaganda from Antifa before then carrying out the nail bombing at the office of the Attorney General of the state of Alabama. They're saying, hey, look, you can't let him out on bail right now because he said he'll do it again.
Unbelievable.
I know.
For all of the hyperventilating because some idiots, you know, neck-bearded morons who think they're revolutionaries or whatever, and we're told, like, oh, these white supremacist terrorists are everywhere. Attacks like this seem to happen really frequently and not really get a lot of coverage.
No.
Because, well, it's the wrong side. It's left-wing violence. We can't talk about that.
You know, there's a couple of things. All right, I'm going ADD brain. Just follow for a second. One of the things that reminds me of is the whole January 6th thing. Insurrectionists! Okay, on that, Victor Davis Hanson, Hoover Institute, who is such a wise guy. You know what I mean? Not gangsta. I mean, he's just full of wisdom. He was talking with Megyn Kelly, and he said something that I think so many people agree with about that. And I just wanted to get your reaction.
I agree that January 6th was a buffoonish riot, but it was not a full-fledged insurrection of the way that they talk about. That's a whole other topic, but...
Buffoonish riot. I think it's well said. I've never heard it put that way.
I like that.
Yes.
But it's not an insurrection, okay?
In comparison to what happened in 2020 that was led by Antifa and BLM, it's no comparison in terms of violence, damage, arson, ruin people's lives, death, and they know that.
So that was one thought I had in my head, something that I had heard, which made sense to me because the coverage is completely different. And then I saw a video. This was from Libs of TikTok. it was another teenage girl being brutally beaten by a group of people. And there's not a lot of coverage on that. And I'm seeing different people react to it online. And I don't know if you've ever seen the scorecard that was made that makes its rounds on social media, where it has color of victim. And there are all these shades starting with white. And then it gets a little bit off-white. And then it goes to yellow. And then it gets more brownish. And then it ends with black. Mm-hmm. And it's cut about in half. And one, and if the victim is, and if the check is, say, white or Asian American, zero coverage. And if you get to brown and black, it's 24/7 coverage.
Yeah.
People are hip to why things get covered, because they fit a narrative or they don't. My goodness, man. And the video that makes its rounds, and unfortunately, it's not uncommon of people getting pummeled and others just standing around. No one wants to stop it.
Well, no, they're afraid to. It's not that they don't want to.
Well, that girl down by St. Louis, she's got brain damage.
I mean, they just, if they get themselves involved and some one of the wrong people get hurt, you're on the hook, man.
Insanity. Another story out there, probably shouldn't be surprising, but I guess it is to some people. Saw this in the New York Post. Planet Fitness member in North Carolina allegedly entered a ladies' locker room at the gym and stripped down completely naked.
Yeah, this weirdo.
But he said, I identify as a woman.
Oh, shut up.
Christopher Miller, he's 38. He was actually arrested on a charge of indecent exposure and booked into the county jail. By the way, the mugshot,
oh, man.
If he is identifying as female, he's got to work a little harder at it, I would think. I mean, he's got that little beard.
Radio antenna on his head.
Kind of looks like he's got a bad Gary Busey like rubber mask, like a Halloween mask.
A little bit. But it is. It's like
weird looking dude.
Are those dreads? Isn't that cultural appropriation, man? That's a white dude.
Yeah, those are.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure either.
It's like one alpha strand straight in the back. Everything else is just sort of unkept. But I mean, obviously, it's a dude.
Wonder what barber specializes in that tail. Sticking
out
like that.
Gotta ask for it, man. Yeah. It's an extra class of barber school, probably.
Wow.
What happened was, this woman at the Planet Fitness called 911 to report, hey, there's a naked dude here in the locker room. Remember the other story out of Alaska, where she took a picture, and they said, hey, you can't take pictures inside the locker room. Can't have that.
Right.
Okay, so this woman called 911. Said, it's a man, but he identifies as a woman, and he won't leave the restroom. But he's just walking around showing us his, and he won't leave. Dispatcher says, okay, so he's completely naked? Caller says, he is completely naked. Now, sources told the outlet that Miller allegedly asked a female gym member in the locker room to lotion him up and take a shower together. Women do that at the gym all the time, right?
Yeah, of course.
No, they don't.
Well, they do that after the pillow fight. Clean up.
Planet Fitness allows members to use the restroom and locker room consistent with their self-reported gender identity. But there was no indication that Miller has identified himself as a transgender woman before going in the locker room. Who could have predicted
this?
Well,
no, it's no fun until then. No.
Man, oh, man.
By the way, do you put that on a sign? Hey, guys. If you think you're a woman, you're welcome here. Is that part of the no judgment zone nonsense?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering.
I haven't seen that in the advertising. Wow.
I don't think it'd go over very well if that was advertised as a policy.
Yeah. They talked to one of the gym goers there, Betty. They said, I think a woman should be able to go into a woman's bathroom without a man coming in saying he's transgender.
Yes.
Held on $25,000 bond.
Gosh.
Okay. David, you have a basketball story. It's transcending.
Yeah, I do. So, University of Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark is heading for the WNBA. And is expected to go to the Indiana Fever in Indianapolis because they get the number one draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
The TV schedule is out, and a lot of people are making a big deal out of this. I think it is. I mean, it tells you something about people wanting to see a product that's entertaining. The Indiana Fever will be on a national network for 36 out of 40 games. The Pacers, the NBA team, will get six if you include NBA TV, which is where the vast majority of the Indiana Fever games will be. It's 13 on NBA TV, two on CBS, two on ABC, six on ESPN or ESPN2, four on Prime, eight on ION, and one on CBS Sports Network.
What do you think, Scott? Making faces.
The women's game, the championship game, had bigger numbers than the men's championship game.
I'd heard that. It's like 18.7 million.
You know, I mean, they're rolling the dice a little bit that this transcends to the WNBA.
Do you think it will?
It could. It depends on her performance, I think.
I mean, if you had to bet today, I'm betting you right now there will not be one of those games that gets more than 7 million.
Even like the debut game? But the debut game does.
If we're talking debut game, well, I said any game. I'll hold it at 7.
Okay. All right.
You want the bet?
I'll take it.
I'll put it on the board. You know, 5, 10, 50,
she,
what do you want?
But if she comes out Pete Maravich style and just starts gunning from everywhere and hitting them,
well,
I mean, it's going to be
have
another
a big
deal.
Target on her back.
Well, absolutely. But she has had a big target on her back.
I understand.
But at a professional level, it's different.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm rooting for her. I hope she does well.
I hope she does well, too. Yeah. I really do. I mean, it has transcended. It's weird, man, because there's a lot of hate thrown her way.
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of weird.
Well, and there's been a lot of things written about. Well, it was in USA Today. The writer there said, it matters that the faces of the future of women's college basketball are black. Just came right out and said it.
Why?
It sounds racist to me because it was black women that built this game.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, can't we just have the best basketball players?
I know. I mean, what's wrong with that, concept? The best play?
It's like, here is this person, because of their skill set, brought all these people, I mean, to watch women's college basketball. I mean, you think about the years, and I'm not the only one to make this point, but they've made such a big deal, like with the UConn teams that went undefeated, and you need to care about it, and people just didn't.
No.
They didn't watch. So here you have this, you know, talent that brings people to watch it. And then the hate comes down. And, well, I mean, she gets all the calls because she's white.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, all of this stuff. It's like, okay. It says a lot about our society, I think.
It really does.
Again, and then they had, I think there were like, I don't know how many thousands of people in Iowa yesterday to sort of say goodbye. I forget what the ceremony was.
Huge.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think, if I had to predict right now, I'll say this. Whatever the championship game and the women's game is next year, I will bet you, see if you want this bet, will not get 10 million.
Oh, no. I'm not taking that money. No.
You're saying it's cut in half?
Oh, yes.
I think so,
too. Again, this is generational talent.
Yeah, it's a different
thing.
This
comes around once every generation. Yeah.
Totally different thing. By the way, speaking of sports, this was something that my daughter actually told me last night. She just called, checking in on a couple things, and I mentioned the Masters. And I said, I mentioned that Tiger had an afternoon tea time and the weather was not good, and some people think he's not going to get 18 in, and man, if he has to play 36 on his bum leg, all that's not going to be good. That's going to be really difficult. And she said, did you hear he had given up sex for the Masters? I'm thinking there's a punchline coming. Like, okay, what's the Tiger joke?
Right.
Haven't heard this. She's like, no, you didn't hear about this? I'm like, no, I didn't hear about this at all. And I looked it up. She wasn't lying. It was in the New York Post last week. I just happened to miss it. That a friend of Tiger's said he is serious about this. He's focused. He's working really hard in the gym. He's eating right. He even eliminated sex. Like, what?
Well.
Said he does that now when he's preparing. No sex until the tournament's over. He doesn't want anything to take away his focus.
Yeah, and you know, you're Tiger Woods. I mean, it's easy for somebody who has no options to say that. But I think Tiger's got plenty of options, yeah.
Well, yes. Other people have made the point. You think of
his run of major wins. What was going on during that time?
He really jarred something loose, Tiger.
Well,
yeah, he was swinging from chandeliers back in those days.
I mean, parking lot, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He said, no, that's for real. So I don't know if that will help his performance at all.
See if it pays off.
Yeah, we'll see.
After the Masters, he may burst into flames, though.
Oh, goodness. Boy, another stat we got to get to. 55% of Americans trust Google more than their education. That and a news update straight ahead.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Baseball season is here, and the biggest moments in basketball and hockey are coming.
It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Get in on the playoff action and get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between.
Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Yeah, for basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
It's really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds.
Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Mark Van Camp and Robin Show. It's no secret. You spend less money on running your business, you get to keep more money. It's simple math.
Well, yeah, that's math that even Joe Biden can do, right?
Yeah.
It's just that easy, yeah. But it is a tall order right now because everything is so expensive. Bidenomics. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
You can reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
So you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
So you do the math, see how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Yeah, by popular demand, too, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR. Okay, David, you have a news update?
I do. Monkeypox is back.
What?
Apparently, monkeypox cases have been elevated since October. October, with an average of roughly 200 monthly cases detected. So now the CDC is saying, hey, look, okay, we know Pride Month is not that far away, all right? Mm. We got to start getting the word out to fellas to, you know, I don't know, don't go wandering around in the flesh corn maze, okay?
Well,
we remember before they didn't want any sort of negative stories that was just pointing to certain people.
Dude.
They called it discriminatory. It was like, wait a second. You're trying to alert people. This is happening, and here's the way it spread. I don't know, what was it, the percentage of time, over 90%?
Dude, it was the overwhelming majority of people getting monkeypox were gay men involved in risky sexual activity, namely multiple partners at one time or in a short amount of time.
I remember at the time, part of the gay community was ticked off saying, hey, we're not all promiscuous.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It was actually really insulting. And I'm not gay, but if I were a gay man, I'd be a little insulted that you're saying, well, we don't want to tell people how it spread because it might be considered homophobic. Like, you know, you can get it off of a swing. That's been detected. Yeah, a swing at an orgy club is where it got detected. I mean, it's not like you're going to your park and getting monkeypox, okay?
Right. Oh, I mentioned real quick, 55% of Americans trust Google more than their education. I don't know if you saw this, different studies that come out, new poll. The average American estimates they only use 52% of the information they learned in school in their adult lives. 55% of people admit they rely on Google more than their formal education.
It's easier for recall.
I'm thinking about a class that my kids got to take right now and write a report on a 50s movie, watch the movie, give two reviews of it, and then give your own review. How is that going to help you with anything? What a waste of money, man. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. Professors claim it's homophobic violence to point out what?
To point out that Hamas kills gay people.
Well, that's true, correct?
It is true. So there is a University of Illinois professor that hosted a discussion called Palestine is a Feminist and Queer Anti-Imperialist Abolition Struggle. Really?
Are you joking? That's not a skit? That's not a bit?
Palestine is a Feminist and Queer Anti-Imperialist Abolition Struggle. Is what?
Dude, you can't make that up.
No, you can't.
He's spending thousands of dollars to go to school there.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands.
Instinct.
And then, you know, in what, 15 years... We need student loan forgiveness.
Right.
And this is your professor?
In-state tuition, $15,714 U.S. dollars. Again, if you are a resident of the state of Illinois, if you are out of state, it's $33,686.
Jeez. Okay.
Dang.
Sorry, the update is actually it's $17,000 for in-state. Okay. Including like food and housing,
expensive
tuition and fees. You're going to spend somewhere between $17,000 and $22,000 a year going to this institution that teaches you that Palestine is a feminist and queer anti-imperialist abolition struggle. Anyway, this during the event. Associate Professor Maya McDashi was pushing back on a complaint that Palestinians and Hamas do mistreat LGBTQ citizens. But she goes on to say, she says, well, I've been at protests where I'm told, don't you know what Hamas would do to you if you were in Palestine? And we have to start naming this actually as homophobic. You cannot rehearse violence to queer people and be like, don't you know, A, B would be in really excruciating detail. I think we actually have to shift from it. An audience member said, it's violence. McDashi said, it's homophobic, it's violent. Then Professor Nadine Naber said, it's homophobic violence. To point out that, boy, it's kind of weird to be allies with people that will cut your head off.
Okay. I don't even know how to ask questions. That makes absolutely zero sense to me. You can't comment on the truth. Is that the takeaway?
Yes. That's homophobic violence.
It would seem that if you showed up there and gotten beaten to death, that would be homophobic violence.
That would be homophobic violence, absolutely.
To bring up the fact that that would probably happen if you went there, to me, is just friendly advice. You don't probably want to do that.
Yeah.
But that, by just saying it, is homophobic violence.
Yeah. Let me tell you that just as a people, the Palestinians have not been run out of every Middle Eastern country on the planet because they were, what is it? They were a feminist and queer anti-imperialist abolition struggle. It's because they have a problem with terrorism. And that's not, of course, the fault of any of the, you know, three-year-olds and under who are being killed in this war. That's, you know, again, it's not a blanket judgment, but if you look at history, there's a reason why they keep getting moved around. There's a reason why Egypt is putting up gigantic border barriers with razor wire and not letting people in. It's because there's a threat.
One of these other Arab nations welcome them in as refugees. Why not?
Well, you know why.
What, right.
We're no part of that.
I don't know if you happen to see any video of the Israeli woman that was held hostage for months. Spoke recently talking about being paraded through Gaza with everyone cheering as they went by. And again, I don't bring that up to say, yeah, everyone in Gaza deserved to die or maimed for life. That's not it. It's that to try to suggest that all of the people there were just sort of held hostage by Hamas is a load of crap. That's it. But, okay, good to know. And, boy, another tip of the cap to higher education for helping us to understand that it's homophobic violence to point out that Hamas kills gay people. Okay. Meanwhile, Donald Trump mentioned Biden has deserted Israel. I mean, he's kind of just stating fact of Biden kind of hemming and hawing, and we got to have a ceasefire, and I'm not sure you're going to have to change how you go about this, Netanyahu, all of that. And then said something that he's not the first, but you know media is going to go after him for it. Roll it.
Biden has totally lost control of the Israel situation. He has abandoned Israel. He's totally abandoned Israel. And frankly, you know, he's a low IQ individual. He has no idea where he is and who he's supporting. He doesn't know if he's supporting the Palestinians, but he knows one thing. He is not supporting Israel. He has abandoned Israel. And any Jewish person that votes for a Democrat or votes for Biden should have their head examined.
Yeah,
like, you're not going to vote for your interest here? Do you see what's going on in the country?
I'm extremely surprised that there's still that political bend towards liberals.
Very much so. I think that's changing a lot.
We'll see what happens. I mean, but goodness, I don't know what else you need to see.
Dude, for what's happened just in Dearborn, Michigan, with the whole chance of death to America, that is going to hurt Democrats this fall. I gotta believe.
Nobody was trying to stop it. Nobody was trying to quell it. Nobody had to get the speaker's table. It's like, hey, don't do that.
Well, they were leading the chant.
Absolutely.
It tells you everything that you need to know. By the way, not like into the correction game, I was like, are you kidding me when you were talking about the University of Illinois professor?
Yeah.
Because I've had different friends, their kids have gone to the University of Illinois. I'm like, it's only $15,000 in-state. That's after aid.
Ah.
Cost before aid, $32,134.
Man.
Isn't that crazy?
Holy smokes.
It is. I mean, that's probably a topic for another time. Really crazy. I saw this story I found interesting, and I thought you would probably find interesting. Did you hear about this grandma in East Cleveland, Ohio? Joanne Gibson got two tickets in the mail for doing 27 mile an hour in a 20 mile an hour zone. Fine was $105.
Hmm.
Crazy part of the story, she wasn't driving. And there's proof of it. Okay, her car was hooked up to a tow truck when it happened.
Jeez. Gosh dang.
An automated traffic camera handed out the ticket. So the truck driver's the one speeding, but the camera scanned Joanne's plate and issued her the ticket instead.
Oh, man.
And this is just coming out now. It happened in December after her van broke down. Said she went to a nearby police department to show them the mistake. You know what they did? You need to contact that third-party vendor that operates camera.
Oh, no, that's garbage.
Isn't that garbage?
No, you need to make it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So her local news just did a story. And the president of her city council is trying to help her get the ticket expunged. But even if the fine is waived, it could affect her insurance rates.
Golly.
And it said that the report was mostly about how the camera shouldn't have been there in the first place. The council had voted to have it removed. But it is the tow truck part that seems the more obvious reason to waive the ticket. Okay, sorry about the mistake. Yeah, done.
You weren't
hit a couple of buttons and be done with it.
Well, it's good that the news department, the news on your side, I'm sure that's their moniker.
Well, I mean, that was the on your side station. Every other station in that market is against you.
Right.
Yes.
So that's why she went to the on your side station to get it taken care of.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Because they are.
Well, every once in a while, one of those stations does something good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I mean, you're not covering some stupid rally with like five people that show up on a Saturday or something and act like it's huge news. This actually is helpful to somebody.
Right.
It's a good thing. A lot of people, of course, today talking about the death of O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Had cancer. And again, he had talked about this. I never did see that story from a couple of months back.
Well, apparently it was February.
Yeah, he said that he was in good health.
Yeah.
Okay.
Despite the fact he'd been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Got it. Okay, so there's a lot of reaction, and we had talked about Ron Goldman's dad, Fred Goldman, had issued a statement that he wasn't going to so much talk about his feelings on the death of OJ, but it just reminded him of his son and that his son was murdered by OJ along with Nicole. And yeah, I mean, it's still pretty raw. I think it always will be for that guy. And David, I think everybody goes through something like this. You think about different things a person said or different quotes. And I don't even remember him saying this. What was this?
This was a few years ago, NFL game, Myles Garrett.
The helmet.
Like assaulted Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Quarterback, ripped off his helmet and then hit him with it on the head.
Yes.
After the play. And, OJ, he decided to weigh in on that, as he is wont to do, or was, from time to time.
Okay.
All I know is this. The minute Mason went after the man's helmet with his foot in his groin, it's on. I'm hearing all these announcers saying that Garrett should be suspended. Maybe he should. But when a guy's trying to get your helmet off your head, and that's where it started, with his foot in your groin, it's on. I'm just saying.
I like this randomness of it, too.
Yeah, just
didn't even
nowhere.
Bother to turn the TV down. Just turns the camera on and just goes.
Hold on, everybody. Yeah. I got something to say.
Right. I got to do it now. Yeah.
Wow. And the whole thing, he's going to be out looking for the real killers. That joke is still going on with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I thought about today for
What's
the first
that?
Time in probably years? Cato Kaelin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, somebody's got to be asking him about it, right?
Sure.
I would think.
Did you see any of the documentaries that have been done over the last 10 years about this whole thing? It's all fascinating. It is. You can get totally sucked.
Well, I would imagine they'll replay a bunch of them now.
Well, like OJ's defense team in the 90s and how they would bicker with one another and go back and forth and, you know, what were they going to go with?
Well, the egos of those guys.
Oh, it's unreal.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think, are there any of those guys alive today? I don't think there are. I think they're all
Connor's
gone.
Gone. Yeah, Shapiro's gone. Yeah.
Kardashian?
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Well, I mean, what was that? That was 30
years ago.
30 years ago,
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
dead today at 76. By the way, that reminds me, Gen Z has put out something online. Random signs you're an old person now.
Oh.
You know, I mean, we could go through this if you want. Like, you still print your boarding pass just in case, or you snap your fingers when you're trying to remember something, or you can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise. Okay, that hits a little close to home.
Yeah.
that stuff. All I can think is, hey, we just did a story yesterday. They had to come up with a new game of Scrabble because your generation doesn't like competition too much. Yes. And it hurts your feelings, especially when you lose.
Yep.
So go shove it. All right. Thank you. All right. Much more to get to. Okay. Is this true? Exercising at night actually lowers your risk of death by 61%? All right. That news update coming up.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. David, it seems you have something special here for Mr. Robbins. Is this something to do with David Hogg?
Yes, David Hogg. This is the guy who turned mass murder into a career. And he presents himself as a gun control expert. I don't know what he's an expert in, but...
an expert in anything.
Right, but...
he's a grifter.
So he's the head of some pack now to get, like, liberals his age elected, right? But there's something nefarious with the funds.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, living large.
Because he's a spoiled brat who knows nothing and then climbed to fame by standing on the corpses of classmates.
Yeah.
From Parkland.
He attended Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And anyway... he was part of this debate about gun control, and a Chinese immigrant stood up, and she wanted to ask him a very important question about taking all the guns.
Okay.
I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism, and under Mao, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them, and 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns.
Good for her.
Damn right.
Was he laughing at her?
I think that was the other guy. There was another guy who had been, I guess he was a libertarian vice presidential candidate at some point. I'd never heard of the guy. I think he was the one who was laughing, not David Hogg.
David Hogg holds the record for getting owned every single time. Yeah. I mean, it's not even close.
Oh, man. Okay, I mentioned this. I don't know if you believe it or not. There's a new study on fitness, it seems like, every day. What's good, what's not, right. Whatever. New study tracked people over 8 years, found that people who exercise in the evening have a 61% lower risk of death from any cause compared to people who exercise or exercise earlier.
I didn't think that was true. I thought you were so full of adrenaline, you couldn't go to sleep then.
That's the thought. Yeah. I know some people are like, hey, working out any time of day is good. It might be a little more difficult to sleep if you do it at night.
Right.
It's tougher to come down. People that exercise in the morning and afternoon only had lower risk of 33 and 40%, but it was 61% if you exercised in the evening. The data suggests it could be because our bodies are primed to handle blood sugar better late in the day. And fitting in some exercise in the evening might lower your blood pressure throughout the night and into the next morning. That's what they say. It also found the frequency of exercise, how often you move, seemed to matter more for health than the duration of the actual workout. So take that for what it is. So you're going to get on the bike at night then, Scott?
Yeah, I'll get on the bike at night.
No, you won't.
No, I have a hard enough time sleeping.
I can't. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. All right, biggest story today, David?
Well, a notorious American icon gone. O.J. Simpson dead.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I'm very rarely shocked.
I was, too. I was what, 8 when the whole O.J. trial thing was going on? So it's not like he was a big part of my 90s.
Like, right.
I knew who he was, but I wasn't paying attention to all of that. But still.
It wasn't one of those things where you knew where you were when the white Ford Bronco. Yeah.
No.
I'm sure you do, Scott.
I do. Yeah. Yeah, I do. And I
was getting ready for a softball game, and everybody's talking about it at the game.
Right.
And then you're done with the game, and you go to the bar. It's still going on.
I was watching the Bulls playoff game.
Yes, that's right.
They broke in. Here comes the Bronco chase. Yeah.
All right. News update, the trifecta straight ahead. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. Got the trifecta coming up in just a few. News update, David Van Camp.
I saw this, and it's really sad, but it's another piece of evidence in the column of what progressive politics can do to a city, to a major American city. And it has to do with the city of St. Louis. You may have seen this.
This is a long read. Oh, yeah. My gosh. It's brutal.
So they've got a ton of empty office space downtown because the crime has been out of control. You had a county prosecutor that was not willing to prosecute crimes, was totally incompetent, and got run out of town because of her incompetence. And there had been, you know, the slow. This is how it seems to have happened. There's like this slow creep of progressive ideology that runs down a city little by little, and then something like 2020 happens, and then, boom, all hell breaks loose.
They call it the doom loop, right?
Yeah, right. There is the largest office building in St. Louis has sold for $3.5 million. In 2006, it sold for $205 million.
Holy cow!
Now.
It's remarkable.
There's a caveat to this a little bit that helps explain the massive price drop, because that's a dramatic price drop. The buyers are taking on the existing debt that was incurred by the original price. Whatever is left over, they are taking that on. So they're definitely paying more than $3.5 million. But it's still shocking to commercial real estate professionals who are saying, oh, my gosh, this is a massive deal. They are
desperate. And then the one building you had, you know, like a huge restaurant, like on the ground floor. So as those jobs went away, then that restaurant and different shops around it then close up and move out. And so then there's a little more crime, which gets people to not want to go to those areas anymore, which means other businesses starts failing. And it is this, they call it the doom loop.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at the situation where it is right now.
That I even think about, I mean, the first time I really spent time as an adult in St. Louis was about 15 years ago. We'd go there, is a couple hours away from where I lived at the time. And, you know, I felt pretty comfortable walking around downtown. Not, you know, there were some places maybe a little sketchy, whatever. The last time I went was maybe 2018, I think it was.
Yeah.
Somewhere around 2018 or 2019. And it was a shell of itself. And I said, I'm never going back down there again, because it was head on a swivel territory, man. And I don't want to spend my vacation days that way.
Yeah, I would say if you're around the ballpark in that area, you're all right. But there are some places where we used to hang out all the time, the landing in different places. And I haven't been there to tell you firsthand, but just hearing stories, not like it used to be, I guess is the way you would say
it. It's been years since I've been there.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, it's sad, man, because always have a great time there.
Yeah, the landing thing was great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many shows I've been to in St. Louis. And, like, then big stadium shows, and then you go hang out at the different areas and all of that stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you see these, you know, whenever you say, hey, a lot of this stuff on the progressive politics side of things are done on purpose. This is the intended result, vacancy, people being scared. People say, well, that sounds like a crazy conspiracy theory. Well, it's really not, because what is also happening now at the city council level there is they're talking about using eminent domain to take over these buildings. It is about further consolidating government power. So you drive people out. You say, well, this isn't working because there are a lot of people suffering now. And then that creeps in. This is where the whole socialism, communism thing comes into play.
Speaking of liberal policies, Dr. Phil is on it again. And this dude doesn't need the money. He could just close up shop. But he went, you know, did all these interviews saying, no, I think we need voices of sanity. So he is talking to this lady who is a DEI professional advocate.
All right.
Trying to explain why diversity, equity, inclusion is so important and necessary. And you can hear how Dr. Phil handles this.
Some demographics come to the table and have to overcome racism, unconscious bias, misogyny. And so how do we help level the playing field for everyone?
Okay, so that means you're trying to create a quality of outcome.
As she said,
That's what I hear you saying about playing God. Yeah. How do you create a quality of outcome when people aren't the same? You're right. Some people are shorter. Some people are taller looking over that fence. They can't both play in the NBA.
Right.
You can't create a quality of outcome. What gives a DEI program the right to come in and try and alter the nature of things to create a quality of outcome? So, that's been tried. That didn't work. That was called Marxism.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, again, echoing what I think a lot of us have been saying for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, you get into real trouble when you start doing this equal outcome stuff.
Yes.
Real trouble.
All I think is, for years, at least if you looked at demographics, tell me if I'm wrong, but some of the same people that would watch The View would listen to Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because he has some credibility with an audience that a lot of us wouldn't have credibility with. Say, no, just look at common sense here, and I'm glad he's doing that. All right, you ready for your big three?
Yeah, let's go.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' trifecta, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
How you doing, Casey? Everybody okay?
Good.
Fine? Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, good.
Three.
Number three, you want to talk about the Bidenomics breakdown?
Well, we've been told now for a long time that the reason we don't understand that the good vibes are out there with the economy is because of all the negative that gets printed about the economy or spoken on right-wing talk radio. Okay. But here are the facts. Since Joe Biden took office, I'm just going to run down a list of a few things that, oh, we all buy and need in our lives. These are things that have gone up. And I'll give you the percentage. Gasoline, 47%. Groceries, 21%. eating out 21%, baby food 30%, pet food 23%, rent 20%, electricity 28%, natural gas 26%, used cars 20%.
When I signed the bipartisan auction again, which
yes, you did. Airfare 32%, public transportation 22%, real average weekly earnings 3.9% down. Overall, prices under Joe Biden 19.4% inflation.
Come on, man.
Worse than expected. And by the way, it hasn't gone down an entire time since Joe's been in office.
No, how do you do that?
Well, you did it.
I got hairy legs.
President's not responsible for inflation.
And our legs are hairier than ever.
Yes,
now,
they are.
The countdown.
But we can't afford to have them shaved, David. Shaving cream's up 40%.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, okay. Top three of the day, up to number
two.
Number two, the governor of Idaho says he's done with the pronoun nonsense.
Yeah, Idaho Governor Brad Little signed House Bill 538, did this on Monday. That means that Idaho school districts will soon have to remove any requirements that teachers use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. The legislation enacts protections for public employees, including teachers, who are unwilling to use someone's preferred name and pronoun. Teachers will no longer be allowed to refer to the student by a name or pronoun that doesn't match their birth sex unless the teacher has parental consent, because that was a big deal, right? We don't have to tell the parents. We're just going to do it in the class.
Right.
Then he said, nope, can't do that. Teachers have the right to sue their school district if they are disciplined for refusing to use transgender students' preferred name or pronouns. The governor's spokesman said that he supports policies that advance free speech and parent rights.
So I guess this will go under the label anti-trans.
Sure, it will.
From the left. Right.
Yeah.
They'll be freaking out, of course.
I mean, you know, we talked about this the other day. I mean, maybe the worm is starting to turn on this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel it. I get it. You know, I get a vibe, man.
Yep.
Yeah,
like your vibes,
happening.
Man.
Thank you.
Yes.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three.
And finally, one.
Different kind of vibes here. Why are syphilis cases surging?
Wow. Sexually transmitted disease rates risen sharply in a particular age group. And this is crazy. The CDC's latest statistics on STDs in the United States show that chlamydia, hepatitis C, and syphilis were among the diseases that have been affecting Americans aged 55 and older at an alarming rate. Wow.
Scott.
Yeah, I know. I thought syphilis was one of those diseases that really seemed to be largely defeated, but no, not so fast. Now, so what's going on with this? Well,
bad girls.
The CDC is saying the largest number of cases of STDs are currently in Florida, California, Texas, New York, and Georgia. Those are the top five. So this isn't just a red state, blue state situation.
Seems these, like a lot of that's retirement state.
Exactly.
It's Viagra.
These are the states with the... Right.
It's Viagra and menopause.
You know, I thought about the other one, too. I thought about this. I thought about both of those, too, David. Yes. Those are some of the most popular states with the highest concentrations of senior citizens. And apparently, there's a lot of jumping in piles going on between shuffleboard games.
Well...
I don't know that it's group activity, Scott. I don't know. Do you have anything to back that up?
Well, I mean, it's an individual sport, shuffleboard, so I don't know.
I don't know how much I should say there since it's a family show, but...
Careful.
I mean, there was a news article not that long ago about group activities.
Really?
At not like old folks' homes, but at retirement communities.
Senior living, yeah.
Where there were some... teams being formed, you could say, and
the top
there was
stuff,
a very, again, you know, Viagra, menopause, some wine.
So that was an actual news story.
Yeah, that was, I don't remember where it was from. I remember reading it and going, oh my gosh, it looks like a pile of dirty laundry in there.
So what you're saying is you're going to bring that story to the show tomorrow.
I will look for it, yes.
Whoa, man. The one thing that I had heard is you have different people that they have just said, I'm not getting married again. No, I am not doing that. Finances, it's too confusing. but we'll spend this time together, the two seniors, let's say. Mm-hmm. But then without the commitment, you get tired of each other, and then it's, you know, sort of on to the next. But I had not heard about any sort of what
STDs
are you saying?
Going
I'm not
on.
Say all that
right, exactly. Yeah.
And there you have it.
The Scott Robbins trifecta.
Be careful, Casey. You're in that demo, buddy.
Yes.
All right. My goodness, man. All right, we got to get to another news update. And Nimrod's in the news. Man, oh, man. Did you hear about this dude that got into a car chase, went sort of Thelma and Louise with it? Yeah, that's a wild one. We'll get to that coming up in Nimrod's.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast, construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. You know, there are several reasons right now gold is pushing to all-time highs, David.
Yeah, the cost of goods continues to rise. Cost of living is up more than 18% now. Inflation ain't going anywhere.
Well, the national debt, too, is skyrocketing now at $34 trillion and counting, causing a whole lot of us to worry about when the House of Cards is going to come crashing down.
And, of course, the presidential election year. That will have massive implications on the future of the USA.
And, you know, all of this adds up to instability and uncertainty. That's why so many people are turning to Birch Gold Group to have a physical asset to turn to for their savings and investments. You can secure a portion of your savings with gold from Birch Gold.
Simple, too. Just text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It's not going to cost you a penny out of pocket either.
They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold as well.
All you got to do to get started, text MVCR to 989898. That's MVCR to 989898.
All right. News update, David Van Camp.
Oh, man. AP style book. This is the one of the standards in journalism. They put out how newsrooms should write things. Usually it used to be, back in my day, it used to be about like punctuation and basic grammar. But they're in the Social Justice Warrior League now. AP style book put out some guidance. By the way, climate change and climate crisis are not interchangeable. When you're talking about the current situation, you should use the term climate crisis. Not climate change.
Oh, my goodness.
They just decide that. It's a crisis. Yeah. Based on what?
Based on...
Flawed studies?
This summer. Yeah.
Okay.
No, they just make it up.
All right. Is there anything else in it that's new?
The climate crisis may be used when describing the current situation. Don't use general terms when, as much as possible, use specific terms.
And I just have to say that from here till I say so, they will be referred to as green weenies. That's official now.
Yeah, that's the Robbins style book. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody wants a copy of that.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Nimrod, Sam, let's roll it.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. We go to the Villages in Florida. 56-year-old Roger Foster lives there, but he was in Long Island, New York on Monday. He got into a high-speed chase with the cops. They responded to a domestic incident after he allegedly went to his ex-wife's work and slashed her tires.
Jeez.
You're going old school with that one.
Yeah.
So he took off in his Chevy Malibu rental car, but cops caught up with him. And then a helicopter joined the pursuit. So he drove back and forth on a highway for about 40 minutes, hit speeds over 100 miles an hour, but there's nowhere to go. So apparently, according to the story, he just decided to go Thelma and Louise with it and drove off a 50-foot cliff.
Dang.
Police say he never hit the brakes or slowed down. He blew through a wood guardrail, ramped off a bluff, and went airborne. He's alive.
Wow.
Car landed in the Long Island Sound in about 4 feet of water. He survived. Yeah, he's all right. Officers dove in, pulled him out. He said he was sore, but didn't have any serious injuries.
Crazy.
Looks like all the airbags probably saved him. So he went to the hospital and then to jail, facing a bunch of charges. Wow. And that's Nimrod's in the News.